So let's review. The Mishnah discusses five cases of petach hamor that are patur because either the mother donkey or its uber, the fetus, is owned by a non-Jew. Zok the Mishnah. Halakeach uber chamor shel oy bekechavim. If a Jew bought the uber of a non-Jew's donkey, in which the non-Jew owns the mother and the Jew owns the uber, or vice versa. V'amoicher loy. If a Jew sold his uber to a non-Jew, even though one is forbidden to do so, in this case, the non-Jew owns the uber while the Jew owns the mother. Or hamishtatef loy, a Jew and a non-Jew bought a donkey together and are partners in both the uber and the mother. V'hamakabel himenu, if a Jew accepts to raise a non-Jew's donkey and split the vladis, the offspring, in this case, the non-Jew owns the mother completely and they are partners in the uber, or vice versa. V'hanoisen loy b'kabbalah, the non-Jew accepts to raise the Jew's donkey and split the vladis, in this case, the Jew owns the mother completely and they are partners in the uber. In all these cases, pater min ha-bechera, the mitzvah of bechera does not apply to the uber because the pasuk states, hikdash li kol becher b'yisrael. The word b'yisrael teaches avaloy b'acher. The mitzvah applies only if both the uber and the mother are owned by a Jew. But the mitzvah does not apply if either the uber or the mother is owned by a non-Jew. The Gemara introduces a discussion which is related to our Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah states, "Uvuchal makim emoichin lehem behema gasa." In all places, even where there is no concern for Raviyah, one may not sell a large animal to a non-Jew because there is a concern for mavid b'malacha. The non-Jew will work the animal on Shabbos. The Rabban hold, "Emoichin agolim b'siyachim shleim b'shavurin." The issue applies to all large animals, even a young calf or donkey, and even if the animal is crippled and cannot work, because as Rashi there explains, if these were permitted, one might come to also sell large, healthy animals that can work. While Rabbi Yehuda permits selling a large animal that is crippled to a non-Jew, because since it cannot work, there's no concern for mavid b'malacha. The Gemara presents two inquiries. Ibailu, uber mali om Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is one permitted to sell an unborn uber to a non-Jew? Perhaps time Rabbi Yehuda hasim deshar mishum deshavuru uber nami shabarhu. Rabbi Yehuda permitted selling a shavur because it cannot work, and for this reason he would also permit selling an uber since it cannot work. Or perhaps shavuru lav hainu urche, aval uber kiven hainu urche lav shabarhu. Rabbi Yehuda permitted selling only a shavur because since this is not common, it would not be confused with a healthy animal. However, Rabbi Yehuda would not prohibit selling an uber because since this is common, it would be confused with a healthy animal. Then the Gemara inquires, Yibailu. According to both Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham, is one permitted to sell an animal to a non-Jew for only the rights to a future uber? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the question is as follows. Perhaps, Adkan lekashar Rabbi Yehuda ela b'shavuro, dolei aser lechlufe, avashlema d'aser lechlufe aser. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda only permitted selling a shavuro because it would not be confused with a healthy animal, but he would not permit selling behem l'ubrao because it would be confused with a healthy animal. Or vice versa. Umash shvura, the paskiminei, b'choshkin shlema, delay paskiminei. If Rabbi Yehuda permitted one to sell a shvura, even though he relinquishes complete ownership of the behema, Rabbi Yehuda would certainly permit one to sell behema lubrao because he retains complete ownership of the behema. And according to the Chacham, the question is as follows. Perhaps, adkan le ka'as rabbana el b'shvura, the paskiminei, avishlema delay paskiminei sharu. Perhaps Rabban only prohibited selling a shvur because he relinquishes complete ownership, but they would permit selling behema lubrao because he retains complete ownership of the behema. Or, umash shvur dele asir lechlufe asri, b'choshkin shlema de asir lechlufe. If the Rabban prohibited selling a shvur even though it would not be confused with a healthy animal, they would certainly prohibit selling behema lubrao because it would be confused with a healthy animal. The Gemara seeks to bring several proofs to both inquiries. First, from our Mishnah that states, "V'hamoichu loy afa pishein rishai," a Jew is forbidden to sell his uber to a non-Jew. Now, the Mishnah is a case of either machar uber or machar behema lo ubra, and nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree. Apparently, because he holds that in these cases the isra does apply. The Gemara answers that this is not a proof because in the Brayse, Rabbi Yehuda clearly disagrees in the Mishnah's other three cases of hamishtatef loy v'hamakabel b'menu v'nosin b'kabbalah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shutves akum chayeves bebechera. If a Jew and non-Jew are partners in the uber, the mitzvah of bechera does apply. Therefore, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda also disagrees in the Mishnah's first case and holds, V'hamoicha loy rishai. A Jew is permitted to sell his uber to a non-Jew. The Gemara proceeds with the second proof in the following brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamakabu behema mina akum v'yaldo, mal noisa b'shavya v'noisin chatzidam of l'kayim. If a Jew accepted to raise a non-Jew's animal and it gave birth to its firstborn, we assess the Bechir's value, and the Jew gives half its value to the Kain, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shutfas Akam Chayevas Bebechir. Rashi explains, however, the Uber does not have Kedushas Aguf, because it's partially owned by a non-Jew. While Vanoisin Lebekabala, Ava Bisha in Rashai, Kain Simaise Adasar Bedama Vanoisin Kaldama Blekain. If a non-Jew accepted to raise a Jew's animal, which is forbidden, the Jew is penalized to redeem the animal up to 10 times its worth, and it gives the Becher's whole worth to the Kohen because of the Knas. The Gemara initially assumes that Afa Bishain Rashai a Uber. The Isser is against selling both the Behemah and the Uber, and the Brice is a case of either Macha Uber or Macha Behemah L'Ubra. And apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds that in these cases the Isser does apply, and therefore the Knas applies also on the Uber. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps Afa Bishain Rashai Loi a Behemah. The Isser is only against selling the mother, not the Uber. And the Brice is a case of Kugin Diyav Le Behemah Ma'abarta Le Fetuma. The Jew gave a pregnant animal to the non-Jew to feed and fatten it. Therefore, the migid kansin le behema kansin le uber. Since the knas applies on the mother, it also applies on her uber. The Gemara concludes with a proof in the following brisa. Behuda mata b'shvura, m'nei she'en l'yachid l'srapois. Behuda permits selling a shvura to a non-Jew, because since this defect cannot be healed, it will never be able to work. This implies, however, ha'yachid l'srapois asa. If the defect can be healed and the animal will be able to work, it is forbidden to be sold. Accordingly, Rabbi Yehuda holds regarding Macha Ubra and Macha Behema L'Ubra, Ki Yachal L'Isra B'Isdami Aser. Since the Ubra will eventually be able to do work, the Isra does apply.